Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Tell that slave driver to shove that sweatshop right up his...
Take this job and shove it.
Working for a living, never had a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
I don't want to work. I want to bang.
All around us, the intersections of space and time are conjoined in the cosmos with the apex of the vortex of the O-zone and the E-zone and the Y-zone phases into one bitch of a weekend.
Nothing matters but the weekend.
Hello, people. Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today, we're going to do a song title battle. If you've listened to music for any length of time, you know that song titles get repeated constantly. Can you imagine how many songs in music history are titled as Tonight, or Angel, or Changes, or City, or Let It Go? There may literally be hundreds. On this installment of our Friday Quick Fix, we're going to talk about five different versions of a song titled Hold On. Although I would classify all five as quote-unquote rock, hard rock, or metal versions, they are all significantly different. Don't skip over any of the songs, because I'm going to ask you for your favorite when we're all done. Man, is this going to be fun. Let's get started.
Like what you're hearing? Share this episode out. Post it to your favorite social network and let people know you're listening to the Growing Up Rock podcast. It will help us grow, and we greatly appreciate it.
We're going to go in alphabetical order by band and artist name, so let's start with a band called Britney Fox. Formed in Philadelphia in 1985, this glam/hair metal band has released 4 studio albums and are still active today as Billy Childs Britney Fox. Really? Billy Childs is a bass player. Oh my God, I hope we don't get 2 versions of this band someday. The world couldn't handle that. Anyway, Britney Fox's version of this song title was released in 1988 on their debut album. If you remember, that album also had the MTV Headbanger Ball staples, Girls' School and Long Way to Love. Actually, if you can get past Dizzy's vocal tone and style, it's a pretty well-written song. So here is Dizzy Dean Davidson on vocals and guitar, Michael Kelly Smith on lead guitar, Billy Childs on bass, and Johnny D on drums with their version of Hold On.
You got a good grip.
Hold on.
Go on it, don't slip.
Hold on.
Next, we're going to go with Jaded Heart. Formed in 1993 in Germany, this band had Swedish members also. The band has released 15 albums over the years, and I have about half their albums, and I'll tell you, they're pretty good overall as far as I can tell. And they're still active today. Their version of this song title was released in 1994 on their debut album called Inside Out. So here is Michael Borman on vocals, who many times sounds like John Bon Jovi, especially in this song, Dick Borman on guitar, Michael Mueller on bass, and Axel Cruz on drums with their version of Hold On. Moving right along with our third contender, we have Marty Casey and the Love Hammers. Yep, I said it, Love Hammers. Pretty cool name, right? Anyway, if the name Marty Casey sounds familiar, he was in the final running to be the lead singer for INXS when the whole rock star INXS was going on. Marty didn't end up winning, but put together a band and started doing his own thing. To date, this band has released 7 full-length albums and 7 EPs. Marty was also in Tracy Gunn's version of L.A. Guns from 2008 to 2009, but of course no one ever lasts in L.A. Guns, and that's why there's been 835 band members and 6 different versions of the band. Anyway, Marty Casey and the Love Hammers are more alt-rock than I normally listen to, but I really like Marty's voice. This song was released on their 2006 album called What Else? Marty Casey and the Love Hammers, because that's a cool title, and it was released on Epic Records. So here is Marty, Ben, John, and Billy with their version of Hold On.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
For our fourth version, we are going to go with a band called Slaughter. Hailing from Las Vegas, this band was formed in 1988 by Mark Slaughter after his stint of being the vocalist in the Vinnie Vincent Invasion came to an explosive end like it always does with Vinnie. Most people know Slaughter for that song Fly to the Angels, but I'll tell you that that debut album is a desert island album for me, and they're not all just ballads. This song was actually released in 1992 on their second album called The Wildlife as the hair metal scene was coming to its ugly end. I've always enjoyed Slaughter and Hole, but lately seeing them live has been brutal because they play way too loud, like brutally loud. Anyway, here is Mark Slaughter on vocals and guitars, Tim Kelly, rest in peace, on guitar, the ultimate matchmaker Dana Strum on bass, and Blas Elias on drums with their version of Hold On.
Now that the party's over, my head spins round and round. I'm gonna get my feet back on the ground, yeah. I know that you are out there somewhere thinking about what we've done. 'Cause I'm wondering where you're.
And for our final contestant, we have Whitford / St. Holmes. Yep, if you never knew it, Aerosmith's Brad Whitford and Ted Nugent's singer Derek St. Holmes released a couple of albums together. Now, you may not know who Derek St. Holmes is, but Ted Nugent didn't sing all his own songs. At times, he had a second singer. My guess is Brad was looking for a side project as the rest of Aerosmith was still enjoying / recovering from all of their demons, and Derek probably wanted to show the world how great he was without Mr. Nugent. Whitford St. Holmes released their debut album in 1981, and it included this song. The album is very bluesy, definitely worth a listen. So here is Steve Pace on drums, Dave Hewitt on bass, Brad Whitford on lead guitar, and Derek St. Holmes on vocals and rhythm guitar with their version of Hold On.
Even
Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Don't forget to share your favorite version of Hold On with us via Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, or email. If you're wondering which one of these five was my favorite, I will tell you, although I like all five songs, and I almost chose Whitford St. Holmes, in the end, I'm going to go with that German-Swedish band, Jaded Heart. You know I love the underdog, and no one's ever heard of them. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.